Okay, well, what I want to share with you tonight, I'm titling Getting Excited About dot, dot, dot. All right, Getting Excited About dot, dot, dot. And I really want to turn you on to something that's really thrilling, really fantastic, so exciting, you're going to be amazed at what I'm going to share with you and what it can do for your life. Unbelievable, but it is believable. And what I'm going to share with you is so outstanding that I'm just very excited. I couldn't hardly wait to share this with you tonight, because I know what I'm going to share with you can really change your life forever. And it's going to blow your mind when you realize the depth and heart and the power that's available to you by what I'm going to share with you. So it's amazing, and I trust you're going to be really thrilled as I am to incorporate this key to living a life beyond your wildest dreams. Now, you might have figured out that something so fantastic, so wonderful, so fruitful and exciting is in the Bible, found in the Bible. Well, that does make sense, doesn't it? The Bible is a source of truth. It is the truth. So yes, what I'm going to share with you is in the Bible. In fact, in most Bible translations, what I'm going to share with you is mentioned over 220 times. Directly so, and many more times indirectly or implied. It produces awesome results in every arena of your life. Every aspect of your life, this can make a difference. Jesus Christ used this key extremely effectively. Amazing what he was able to do by using this wonderful key. In fact, it was critical for him to accomplish his mission in life. So what am I talking about? What am I excited about? Prayer. Prayer. Prayer is the Christian's link or connection to our Heavenly Father for all aspects of life. If we could understand the greatness of prayer, it'll blow our lives away, because it can affect every aspect of our life. Our physical life, right? Healing. Pray for healing. It can meet all of our needs. It can touch the more abundant life and different aspects of our being. So it's a great way to help others. Yes. So it is a wonderful, wonderful key to living life to its fullest. Let me share with you some verses in the Bible here about prayer. Okay? Psalms 143:1. I'm just going to blast through these, so you probably just want to listen. This is King James. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. You know, isn't that fantastic? God is faithful to honor, answer us and honor our request. In Psalm 69:13, this is the ESV, but as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of your steadfast love, answer me in your saving faithfulness. Quite a verse. Psalm 66:19 and 20, the King James says, but verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. God, by the way, loves to answer prayer. Verse 20, blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Psalm 6:9, this is the ESV, the Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. And then there's a neat one in 1 Kings 8:28, ESV. Yet have regard to the prayer of your servant and to his plea, O Lord, my God, listening to the cry and to the prayer that your servant prays before you this day. And of course, they were servants at that time, but we are what? Sons of God. We're children. So God's really going to perk up when we go to him in prayer. And then in Acts 6:4 ESV, the early leaders of the Christian church, as it began to move out from the day of Pentecost there, as recorded in the book of Acts, this was said, but we will devote ourselves, and these are the leaders, these are the ones that are leading the way. They said, we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Now, does that speak highly of this wonderful thing that we call prayer?
Yeah.
It sure does. It sure does. Very much in a big way. Now, there is so much we could look at when we talk about prayer, isn't there? There's different types of prayer, different ways to pray. So we could be here for hours and hours, days and days. There's so much in the Bible about it. As I mentioned, over 220 records in the Bible on prayer. But we're just going to look at several little keys tonight. And what I'm really hoping is that later on in our fellowships, we can look at the subject of prayer and different aspects of it. So maybe we can touch on this as we move through the summer here. So now, though, I just want to share some keys with you. So I want you to get your keychain out, and I'm going to give you some awesome insights to keep in your heart for prayer success. And these are prayer keys to unlock our connection to God. All right? So Philippians 1, if you want to go to the book of Philippians chapter 1, I'm going to be reading the ESV. And it says, and we're going to look at, actually we'll see kind of a combination of two keys in these verses. There's two sections in Philippians I want to share with you. But here in Philippians 1:3, it says, I thank my God in all remembrance of you, always in how many prayers? Every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with what?
Joy.
That's the key. That's the first key. Prayer with joy. You know, we don't want to go to God all stressed out, bummed out. But we have been given so much by him. He has called us his child. He has given us the hope of Christ's return. You know, the times are difficult. A lot of things going on in our world. But there's a lot of great reasons for us to have joy in our life. Because we have been called to God's family. So when we pray to God, the key here is to have joy. Feel good about yourself on the inside. And be thankful. Philippians 4 is the second key. Again, ESV 4:4. We'll start there. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You know, what is rejoice? But to joy over and over again. Verse 5 says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by what?
Prayer.
In everything by prayer and supplication with
thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. We've got to be thankful to our God. Have that heart attitude. A genuine thankfulness to God Almighty for what he has done for us and what he will do for us as we request of him in prayer. So we have joy, the attitude of joy and thankfulness. Now, the third key, to look at that, we want to go to James 5:16. James, the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16. I'm going to again share the ESV. And it says here, the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Okay, so what kind of person is going to have great power in their prayer? A righteous person, right?
Right.
So if you're righteous in your prayers, you can have great results. It says in 1 Peter 3:2, I'll quote this for you, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayer. So again, those who are righteous, God is listening. His ears are open to their prayer. Well, let me ask you something. Are you righteous before God?
Yes.
Are you just a worm in this crazy world of ours?
No.
No, you are righteous now. God's word says you are righteous because of what Jesus Christ did for you. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, so that in him we, you and I, might become the righteousness of God. So we become the righteousness of God because God gave it to us. Because Jesus Christ paid the price, God made us his righteousness. So we're righteous, right?
Yes.
So when we go to God, what kind of mindset should we have about ourselves? That we're righteous. And the word says he will listen. The prayer of the upright is acceptable to him, right? His ears are open to their prayers. So we should have great expectation as we go to God. Let me share Proverbs 15:8 with you, and it says, but the prayer of the upright is acceptable to him. So I think the point is made, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, number four key is Matthew 21:22. This is the King James. In all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. Now, this is a very important key in our prayer life, believing. When you go to God in prayer, it is essential that you believe. Because when you do believe, you're going to receive. All right? And if we pray and we don't receive something, do we quit and say, God doesn't like me anymore? No, we stay at it. We're consistent. I'm sure we could come up with some other keys to add to our keychain, but that's for another time, perhaps. But what I want you to see here, believing, believing. We need to believe God's word. We simply accept it to be true, and that's it. It's settled. That's why we say amen, right? Amen, amen. That's it. Well, the final key and fifth key is in Ephesians 6:18. All right? And it says, this is the King James, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Okay, so here the exhortation, always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. What it is it to pray in the Spirit? Speaking in tongues, yes. You can pray in the Spirit. You can pray with the natural mind, right? You can, with the five senses, prayer. Or we can pray in the Spirit, and that is speaking in tongues. So the exhortation here is to speak in tongues, a lot, a whole bunch. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So this is a wonderful lever of prayer to pray for other people. You can think about them, other saints, other people, situations, and you lift them up by speaking in tongues. So we're seeing we've got five wonderful keys. I'm sure we could come up with more, but I think this is enough for you tonight. And we're seeing that two of the keys are what I call attitude keys, joy and thanksgiving. Having the attitude of joy and thanksgiving as we go to God. And the third key is recognizing who we are, that we are righteous now. We have the righteousness of God in us. And then the fourth key is what I call an action key that is most necessary. It's to believe. When we go to God, we believe. Prayer without believing is like a boat without an oar. All right, so we want to have believing in our prayers. And then the fifth key is the spiritual perfection by speaking in tongues. And I don't know about you, but many times I just don't know what's going on, so I just start speaking in tongues. And for me, especially in the morning, I grab my mind as soon as I can when I get up in the morning and start speaking in tongues. Get the Spirit of God moving in my life. And that is such a wonderful lever of prayer, speaking in tongues, to pray in the Spirit. So these are five keys that I trust will help you get excited about your prayer life. Okay? Because prayer opens the door for the wonderful power of God to work in our lives, for us to be delivered, to receive, to help others. It's the Christian way of life, our prayer life. So I trust you'll be a little more excited about prayer after this sharing, okay? Okay, so Father, thank you for how you love us and care for us, and that we can come to you and see you work mightily, no matter what the situation may be, and that we can believe you and see you work. So we're thankful that we have that connection with you, Father, that this prayer life can be real and vibrant and fruitful for each and every person. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.